Just repeat after me. Am I aware of the prayer that I pray?
Of the prayer that I pray.
How many hundreds?
How many hundreds?
May be saved.
May be saved.
Down the road.
Down the road.
Because of one prayer.
Because of one prayer.
Coming out of my heart.
Coming out of my heart.
In the name of our Savior Jesus.
In the name of our Savior Jesus.
I don't know who I really am.
I don't know who I really am.
But I want to learn.
But I want to learn.
Amen.
Amen.
I wanted to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I heard this afternoon, loud and clear, that's where he wanted us. And we're going to focus on one particular verse. And it's kind of broken, but I want to take it right there, and then we'll back it up. Verse 14 says, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. Because we know, knowledge, intimacy, that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us up. Does anybody know who he is? Is it not the Holy Spirit? It's the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
So back it up a little bit. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So that what? His life may be revealed in my mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. There's your words. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise me up with Jesus and present me with you in his presence. All this is for our benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our sight and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, flesh. Temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. The unseen, the eternal part of us, is really identifiable when you start realizing that your spirit man has abilities that your flesh does not have. And like one of you already spoke, you realize after the words come out of your mouth, oh my God, it wasn't something coming out of my mind. Or it's a word that I would have never known. It just bounces out of you, and after it's out, you even have an awareness that it wasn't you speaking, mm-hmm. yet it was you. So you got two yous. Yes or no? Mm-hmm. There's the mind, will, and emotions of you, which is your soul. Then there's the spirit part of you that can talk, can hear, can speak, can identify, can perceive. And we poo-poo it away because we think we're so smart. Did you ever think you were smart? And then all of a sudden, something crashes. Mm-hmm. Well, you ain't so smart anymore. And you have to rely on the unseen realm in order to get something done on the inside of your heart. So you understand that God's plan is really resurrection. But do we have to wait to die in order to get resurrection? Is that a good question?
No, we don't have to wait.
No, how many would like to see resurrection come into their wallet?
Oh,
really? Oh, all right. See, that's one resurrection. Right? Mm-hmm. Finances. How about health? Mm-hmm. Corners where there's a lagging irritation that's still ongoing. And it's been pressing for years and years, and you're still holding on. Is resurrection something that could really change your physical body? Yes, it yes. could. Yes. Amen? Mm-hmm. How about your emotions? Mm-hmm. They could use resurrection. Amen? Mm-hmm. When you're frustrated because you hear a critical word, or you get frustrated because you can't accomplish what you've already set aside to do. Yeah. And then you make plans and something crashes, or somebody irritates you and you end up unmaking the plans because of a dying thing that's going on. You need resurrection. So I thought I'd give you a few scriptures that might be helpful. Amen? Christ was foretold to resurrect. And in Psalms number 16, verse 10, his resurrection was predicted. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. I thought that's kind of cool. See, he was in the ground 3 days and three nights. Matthew 16:21. Matthew 16:21. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elder, chief priests, teachers of the law, that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. And you know what? I believe when he spoke that, they didn't catch it. They didn't conceive what he was really saying. This one I think is awesome because it's prophetic. Matthew 26:32. Those are the words that were coming out of Peggy today. You said those words came out of your mouth, right? Watch what came out of Jesus. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. He's prophesying his own resurrection and his actually making an appointment with them back in Galilee. Kind of cool. But after I have risen, so is it correct to prophesy your future? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, if you only knew, I've got a headache and I feel so terrible. What have you done? You've prophesied you've got a headache and you feel terrible. What a wonderful prophecy from the enemy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my aching back. Sure, enjoy it. Well, come on, you can relate. Yep. Did you ever hear your mouth?
Yep.
You're prophesying all the time. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Hallelujah. How about that? How many of you have had a fear of death? Put your hand up. A fear of death. Okay. How about if you prophesy, after I have risen, I'll see you soon. Aha. I'll see you on that other realm. Are you willing? Try it on. Say, after I have risen.
After I have risen.
I will see you.
I will see you.
I will have lunch with you.
I will have lunch with you.
It's going to be an awesome resurrection day.
It's going to be an awesome resurrection day.
We'll all be out of the grave.
We'll all be out of the grave.
Because Jesus rose the first.
Because Jesus rose the first.
She is bad.
She said we won't need a coupon.
You won't need a coupon for a break on the price, huh?
All right.
All right. Good girl. Mark 9:9. Mark 9:9. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. He's prophesying again. Shut your mouth. Keep it quiet. Until after I come out of the grave. Did they catch it then? I don't believe they did. I think it went over their heads. John 2:19. Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." They all conceived that he was going to take down the temple which was made out of bricks. He was talking about this temple. And it'll come out of the grave in 3 days by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. One more. Acts 26:22. But I have had God's help to this very day. And so I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I am saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen. Verse 23, that the Christ would suffer and at the first to rise from the dead, as the first to rise from the dead, would proclaim life to his own people and to the Gentiles.
22 and 23?
Yeah, 22 and 23.
Okay.
Acts 26, verse 22 and 23. You see, when we realize that you look at the things that God has done with his firstborn son, you and I can take that word and begin to declare what God says about our future. And it'll be a transforming future when you let the Holy Spirit use your mouth. And to declare what God says about us rather than what you feel or the anointing that's on you. Oh, I'm not feeling too good today. If you only knew I had a couple more drinks, but you know what? I had too many. Would you have a couple with me so I'll feel better? That's two drunks having a party. And they're medicating. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. How do you know I can mimic all this? Because I watched. Yeah. I didn't have to go very far. I had two parents very occupied, choosing to alcohol whatever problem they had. And if that didn't work, they took a couple extra pills. And that was my future if I, you know, wanted to follow. So what am I saying to you? What about when I started to declare, but I will become what Jesus has chosen for me to become? And I'll tell you, all hell broke loose. Many people told me, you'll never do that. And I said, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I remember when I told my wife that the Holy Spirit had told me that he was about to sell our business. And she says, what are we going to do at 40? So whatever he tells us. How are we going to live? We're still alive. Yeah. Haven't had a normal job since I'm 42. So, think about it. Why is it so strange to think that God can't take care of me if he takes care of his animals? Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. We're watching the birds this morning out of our backyard. They're having a party all by themselves. And you know what? I went out and fed them. Why? Because that's our job, to take care of nature as well as the people. They need help sometimes, don't they, Susan? Yeah. So just close your eyes now. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You came out of that grave.
You came out of that grave.
And you set your disciples.
On a journey.
To awaken their generation.
My generation.
Needs awakening too.
Some are half dead.
And they need help.
They need resurrection.
They need salvation.
They need healing.
They need deliverance.
And God is waiting
to talk through me. He's not waiting for somebody else. He's prophesying right now. By the Holy Ghost. I'm going to do. And give
the word of
life
that
those that are dying
don't have to stay dead.
They can start rising now
with me.
Because Jesus is my resurrection.
And he's alive in me.
Hallelujah. No coupons needed.